You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That said, there will be clearly an energy in the building Friday night for Minnesota. We touched on it earlier. You've got these new city edition uniforms. Now, saying you more of a uniform guy than me, but even I can say this with the throwback to Memphis's rap history. These uniforms have been in the works, you know, for over a year. Feels like everybody's been excited. We got the first look at them, you know, in pictures. And say, I don't know about you, man, but they're gonna get all my money Friday night trying to get one for my son, gone crazy about him, and maybe get a hoodie for myself. These things, it takes you back, man, to those 90s Mall of Memphis, yeah, popping in them 3-6, you know, the Mystic Styles cassette tapes.
Denim and Diamonds, all that old stuff. I love it. I love that the Grizzlies are embracing that local rap culture. It was something that I personally would scream from the rooftops to, like, why don't y'all just embrace Memphis rap better? Because I ball on the budget, as you know. I definitely won't be buying a jersey tomorrow. I might get a replica version, or I might go the Chinese route. I might get one that's not officially licensed by the Memphis Grizzlies.
You can't get a jersey, bro. You can't even get the jersey version of that thing.
I got a problem with paying the rent for anything, man. I mean, you know, I mean, me and you, we ball in a different bracket, Smith. You know what I mean? So, you know, but what was I about to say? I had a nice little story I was about to tell, man. You know, I got ADHD, so. But yeah, I won't be buying a jersey tomorrow, but I am super excited that they will be available to everyone who wants to get one of those. I think they're incredible. I think it's a very nice look. It takes me back to, you know, like I said, those late 90s, early 2000s in the club, listening to 3-6 Mafia. And just all the Memphis rap at that time, man. I think it's a great look. But I've been screaming from the rooftops for the Grizzlies to do this. And as I talked just then, it came back to me. My story came back to me. I bought on the budget, right? So I've been to some of the close teams on the away games. Not on anybody's pocket but mine. Went to the Atlanta Hawks game. Grizzlies played the Hawks. You walk into the arena, you feel Atlanta rap smacking you in the face. You know what I mean? I went to New Orleans to watch the Grizzlies play the Pelicans. New Orleans rap music, bounce, all that stuff slammed in your face. You feel like you're at a concert. I got on the radio a year or so ago complaining, like, man, when I go to a Grizzlies game, why don't I feel Memphis rap? Like, it's a layup. It's right there in front of your face. Memphis rap is huge right now, today, in hip-hop. So much music sounds like old 3-6 Mafia stuff, you know what I mean? And I was like, man, we should see the same thing, and they're doing it. Not just the jerseys, but like I said, the imagery, the music you hear, the DJing, the Memphis Jukers. You come in, you walk into the arena, Jukers are right there. Like, Memphis hip-hop is prevalent at a Grizzlies game, and I think these jerseys are just such a fitting tribute. Seems like they're nailing it on the head. I'm excited to see those on the court tomorrow for sure. I would not be purchasing one. Like I said, I'm not a jersey guy. Gabe is. I might mess around and get him one, but I don't know. I don't know, bro.
The other City Edition unis you've seen, whose is up there with the Grizzlies? Who else is, you know, as sharp ones?
I think Miami stuff is trash. Like, they've done this whole, like, ransom letter thing they've been doing for a while. With it. I can't get with that at all. Who did I see that had a good one, man? Charlotte's is cool. There's a little dirty joke they're saying about Charlotte's. Charlotte always come hard with the jerseys, though, too. Golden State is kind of, I don't really know what they're doing. I think Phoenix's is okay. I haven't seen all of them, but all the ones I've seen, have been pretty cool. Yeah, man. Looking at the jerseys, there are a lot of them that I kind of like. A lot of teams took some kind of bold stuff. Teams like Chicago and Boston, they don't really change their shit up at all too much. I don't like the Pacers. Houston came back with that joint, like the Steve Francis joints. You seen it?
Mm-hmm.
They came back with the Steve Francis style joints. Charlotte, they've got a lot of jokes about their jerseys. I'll let y'all look that one up on your own. I like Milwaukee's. That's pretty dope. Dallas is pretty clean. Detroit came with a green joint. I don't really know the symbolism of that. I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of. Now, I don't know if Minnesota's is trash, but I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of, though. Like, New Orleans, shout out to y'all, man. But, like, they probably going to be mad at me for this one. But, like, everything New Orleans does is, like, the whole Mardi Gras, French Quarters. Like, mm-hmm. Man, y'all got a lot more going on. Man, I get it, bro. But it's like, come on, man. Like, I'm about tired of looking at all that. But, yeah. But shout out to everybody's. Washington came with, like, kind of like a pink red joint, kind of like the Spurs joint is dope. Philadelphia's is trash. Orlando, they don't really do it, mix it up a lot. The Thunder need to make that their real jersey. I don't know if y'all seen that one, but yeah. Shout out to all the city edition joints dropping.
Well, Memphis is gonna look good. Certainly gonna look good on yeah. Friday night against Minnesota. Hopefully they'll play as well as they look. Certainly, yeah. We touched on it earlier, and of course you listen to Brian Season here. With Anthony Sane and your boy Jason Smith, get us on the Fantasy app, download that free, subscribe to Grind Season, search for and you can find us easy. And it moves us on to topic number two here, the podcast. Touched on it earlier, Minnesota's coming in here struggling, having dropped five of its last six. They're actually 5-7 at this point in the season, coming off a 127 loss to Phoenix at home. Wednesday night, a game in which Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, both got an early foul trouble, saying we're off the floor with three fouls early on, and it allowed Phoenix to run off early. Minnesota never mm-hmm. really threatened. There's a couple of things here with Minnesota. You touched on it, the Gobert trade, and how you know you had your doubts from the get-go. It does feel like they made that move to sort of say, okay, this can get us past the Grizzlies. I don't know, saying it felt like an all-in move for a team that is not ready to go all-in. This team hadn't learned how to win. We saw that in last year's playoffs. And you had a guy like Rudy Gobert, who's never been in the playoffs. My question was always, how does he help you? But the other question about Minnesota I got for you, saying is, we all expected Anthony Edwards the next step, right? Perhaps to even like jump. This year, if you look, the numbers are exactly the same last year. It's 21.3 points per game, exactly what it was last year. This year, he's only shooting around 44%. But the last three games in particular, saying he's really struggled, 16-39 from the field, averaging just 15 points. Sounds like he wants to come on here. He'd love to end this slump against the Grizzlies and do it on Friday night. But saying, is it a deal where just wait, the jump is coming, or is something else going on with Anthony Edwards in terms of his fit with this unit?
I'll tell you what it is, man. Like, okay, Anthony Edwards is a third-year player. Now, I'm going to say this. I stand for Anthony Edwards like few people in the league. Like, I love Anthony
Edwards. I like him, too. I do.
He's a third-year player. I'm going to tell you what the problem with Minnesota was. They traded all that stuff away for Rudy Gobert. They should have made that trade for Donovan Mitchell. Because we've seen in Cleveland that Donovan Mitchell really is a point guard. Like, he never should have been he's too small to be a shooting guard. He should have been a point guard the entire time. Imagine if you add a experienced player like Donovan Mitchell to that lineup. An actual guy who we see can make decisions well with the ball in his hand, can get assists, can score on the ball. You make him your point guard. Because the problem with that team was not any of the guys they got rid of. It wasn't the center position. It wasn't rim protecting. None of that. The problem on that team was D'Angelo Russell, who's an idiot. That was the problem, man. That is the problem. D'Angelo Russell is not a point guard. He's not a good point guard beside Anthony Edwards at all. If you want to make a deal, you should have got Russell off your roster and trade whatever draft capital you have to get him off your roster. And you want to do go to Utah, go get Donovan Mitchell. But what they did was adding another center, and it's terrible. Like, I argue with Peter Emerson about this. I've seen people on Twitter talk about this. I never knew how anybody thought this was going to work. And we're seeing that it's a failure, man. Like, you got two bigs, and one of your bigs is a rim protector who can't get out on the perimeter. Your other big, who is a center, he's not a power forward. He can't get out on the perimeter as well, and it's just not working. And I hope we kill them guys tomorrow. I'll be there in the building tomorrow. I hope they murder them.
I'd ask you the same. Who's the leader of that team? Like, we know here
you
with
Memphis,
there's a pecking order. You know, John Morant.
You know what I mean? That's another thing too. When you trade, what's his name? Shit, man. Point guard plays for the Lakers now. Patrick Beverly. When you trade a guy like Patrick
Beverly, on a vocal leadership role for them.
Yeah, like he wasn't like the leader of the team, but he gave him an identity, bro. He gave him a culture. He's not Tony Allen, but imagine if the Grizzlies after that 2011 run, that first year when we lost to the Thunder. Imagine if we traded Tony Allen after that. You know what I mean? That's almost what they did. That is what they did when you really think about it, man. Because Tony Allen, he was a big deal to us at that point. But I'm sure Patrick Beverly is a huge deal to people in Minnesota as well. That's basically like if we made that run in 2011 where we came up short, we was like, oh man, we need something else. Let's trade this Tony Allen guy. And it was such a horrible decision to me to get rid of some of the guys they got rid of. Look at those guys in Utah, what they're doing, man. They're really helping out their team.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything Minnesota does. Now, of course, Minnesota might come out and beat us tomorrow, which would just make this whole rant I'm on look like a bunch of nonsense. But I'm confident in the big picture that this Minnesota experience is just an experiment. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, I think you make a great point about Pat Bev in terms of, okay, he's not your overall leader, but vocally, man, you could see that for he was good for Anthony. Like, yeah. Anthony, I did, you know, the two of them standing on the scores table, stuff like – like, when you've got a young talent like that, I think about Jay Crowder that first year for Ja and how he helped empower him, right? Mm-hmm. A vet in the locker room that said, okay, there's something here. This guy's special. Let me empower him. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Let me give him all the confidence in the world. And I don't know who's doing that for Anthony Edwards in that organization right now, because Rudy Gobert is not the guy. He's not the guy to do that for you.
One fingers and all, like, no, that, like that team, man, I hope we beat them tomorrow to the point where it just makes them implode. Like, I want to see like some toxic shit tomorrow, man. I want to see that team implode on the FedEx Forum floor. I don't think you understand how much I'm anticipating and hoping that we just demolish them tomorrow. Cause we're gonna talk noise to them the entire time, man. For sure.
Man, this could go one. Anthony Edwards could come out and have a big one, break out of the slump, or he could shoot him out of the game. Yeah, we know with their dysfunction and everything else.
We've seen him be a monster before. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
We've seen both sides of it.
But I'm out of here now. I'm in the water now. I might as well just keep paddling away. I'm out of here now.